The Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy indicates 1.4 million homes in our state are not hooked up to a sewer system. Many use septic tank systems, but there's a big problem. Molly Ripke is an aquatic biologist with the agency.
We estimate that about 24% of them are failing to the point that they could contaminate surface or groundwater. To go even farther, 5% of the homes in Michigan that should be relying on a septic system actually have an illicit discharge to surface waters of the state.
Yes, you heard that correctly. That means human waste is going into rivers and lakes. Lester Graham with the Environment Report finds government is not doing enough.
It's raining in Riverdale. This is a town of fewer than 120 homes, and it's about an hour north of Lansing. I'm following a couple of residents and a health department official as they walk around taking off manhole covers and looking inside. They're checking to see if the water is running clear in the pipes beneath the town. In some places, it is not clear.
I can smell it from here.
There you go. Roses.
Yeah, that looks pretty nasty.
You'll love the outlet then.
Bob Lombard has lived in Riverdale since he was a kid. He takes us down to a tributary of the Pine River. That outlet he talked about is a corrugated pipe spilling its contents into the creek. Liz Braddock is with the Mid-Michigan District Health Department, and she describes what we're looking at.
We have a pipe that has constant flow. It smells like sewage, and from what I'm looking at, there seems to be evidence of possibly some toilet paper coming into the stream.
Yeah, I think that's more than a little evidence.
Yeah. So there's some type of a connection, but there's an illicit discharge somewhere. And when people flush the toilet, it's connected to this drain that is discharging into the stream that goes into the Pine River.
We moved here in 1977. It's been like that ever since. A long time.
Why is it nobody actually said something about this?
We're more worried about the crap above ground than below ground.
So, yeah, small town. Economically depressed area, they had other things to worry about. The state estimates there are thousands of places like Riverdale. Add to the human feces, the livestock manure spread on farm fields, and health officials think we're headed for a lot of trouble. Marcus Cheatham is the health officer with the Mid-Michigan District Health Department.
Research, we have human feces through DNA testing in our rivers and lakes, and that carries with it pathogens.
That's bad. People can get sick, really sick. But Cheatham says all those nutrients from human and livestock waste, they're setting a stage for another health worry, cyanobacteria, and its toxins could start killing people.
It's just a difficult problem when you have billions of dollars in underground infrastructure all over Michigan that's in jeopardy of failing, and we're seeing this rising tide of organic pollution, and will we be able to figure out a way to deal with it?
The state of Michigan does not inspect septic systems to see if they're working or if the house even has a system. A handful of counties do inspections when a house is sold, but if the septic system is failing at a house that doesn't sell for decades, it's polluting the entire time. Joan Rose at Michigan State University is an internationally recognized expert on these kinds of water issues. She says even when septic systems are working correctly, they're not good enough. There's no disinfection. Bacteria and viruses escape.
So anytime anybody gets sick, these organisms are going into our septic tanks. These are small enough to get through the soil in many cases, so they can reach groundwater. They could also reach surface water.
But even with shortcomings like that, a well-maintained septic system is better than nothing. Back in Riverdale, Bob Lombard and some of his neighbors are trying to get some state and federal help to stop human waste from going into the Pine River. Replacing a septic system can run as high as $40,000. The values of some houses here are not that much. The Mid-Michigan District Health Officer, Marcus Cheatham, says fixing this problem should be just as much of a priority as fixing Michigan's roads. But septic systems are underground, out of sight, out of mind. For the Environment Report, I'm Lester Graham, Michigan Radio News.